Blog Talk Radio. Beautiful souls, and welcome to the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Hour. I'm your host, Catherine Hahn, and for those who are new to me, I am an angelic healer as well as a spiritual teacher and coach and an angelic channel. So welcome to the show today. So for those who listened yesterday, I was on here yesterday. It wasn't normally my slot, but I was really drawn, you know, I received this message from the angels. It was Sunday when, you know, they told me that it was important for me to go on an extra day. So I hope that you are having a wonderful day. A wonderful week this week. And so, you know, before I move on to the topic, let's go ahead and talk about the energy this week. So if you would like to talk about the energy this week, or what it is that came in for you last week, or would like some guidance, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad if you'd like to be live on air with me. All right, so this week's energy, and, you know, I had mentioned this yesterday as well as on my Facebook page. And this week we have Archangel Shamuel, we have Archangel Uriel, we also have Archangel Jophiel too, and Archangel Gabriel. And they're all stepping forward this week to really help us when it comes to choices. So this week has to do with choices. And we all know that we have choices that we can make, whatever that choice may be. But this week, they're really bringing up this energy because they want us to remember and realize that the choices that we make, especially when it has to do with who it is that we truly are and what makes us truly happy being who it is that we are, making that choice, that those decisions based on that is really going to help us to, you know, move forward in that right direction and to live that life that we're truly meant to live. So a lot of times we make choices because we want to stay in that security, in our comfort zones. So, you know, choices when it comes to job, we may pick a certain job because we know that we're going to be secure financially, that, you know, you can do it because you know, you've done it before. So those types of limiting beliefs and our fears and doubts that come in, because of that, we make certain choices. So, but is that the right choice for you? So that is what this energy this week is about. So if you know that you're needing to make these choices this week, really look into that and really feel into it. You know, ask that archangel, ask, you know, do some meditating and do some journaling to really see what it is that you need to see when it comes to these choices. And how do these choices feel to you? Do they feel right, or do they feel as if you have these doubts that come in, or you're uncertain? And those are going to be indicators for you to be able to make that choice and those decisions that's meant for you. All right, so that is the energy that's coming in this week. We also have Archangel Raziel stepping forward this week, or today, in a big way to really help us when it comes to our own wisdom, as well as the gifts that we have within us. So if you are wanting to receive some guidance from the archangels, if you are wanting to share what it is that you've been learning, and we're going to be doing that a lot more next month, and I'll talk about that later on. But if you would like to, you know, talk to us about what it is that's been going on for you, be sure to give me a call at 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on that keypad to be live on air. All right, I'm going to just go into calls right away today. I do have a few calls already. So if you are really needing that guidance, be sure to give me a call as soon as possible so that I can get you on, I could get to you today. All right, so let's go to our first caller. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Well, hello, Ms. Han, Melissa, and Izzy. How exciting. Happy Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving. So how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm excited I got in. I'm excited I got in. So thank you very much.
So how can I help you, Melissa?
I have a question, please. So where I live right now, I don't know if this is intentionally to be evil or want to do evil or pretending to, whatever the situation is. There's like a big mirror facing where I live, and don't want to make dramatic changes right now because COVID-19. Of course, I should say I think positive. I'm positive. Would I be here okay for I don't know how much more time? And also, is that mirror, does it have some form of, I don't believe in it, but, you know, when you watch a scary movie, oh, you see all this crap coming out of it. I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sorry, I've got to make you smile. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any advice on this?
Yes, you know, when it comes to, I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel stepping forward for you, and they're really actually shining this huge light on you, because, you know, first, and I believe I spoke with you yesterday, I do see that you're really working on yourself, so, you know, it's amazing that, you know, you keep doing this work, so keep going with that, because, you know, they do see it, and they're there for you. So keep working on that. Also, when it comes to, you know, places you live and scary things, it's not where, like, certain places are going to be, there's going to be evil in certain places or things like that. It is how you make it out to be. I hope that makes sense. So, you know, just like you had mentioned, when it comes to TV, there are things that try to scare us and things like that. But there's no place that really is evil. It's just the way that we're perceiving things by what society says, by what we see on TV, what we see in social media, what other people say. So it's important for us to really, and this also goes with people, you know, how we think that certain people are evil. But we have to remember that every single person on this earth are divine love and light beings. But the thing is, because of limiting beliefs and because of things that have gone on when it comes to experiences that they've gone to, that's when they're not who it is that they're meant to be. So it is our job, who are awakened, who understand that there's a reason for everything, and understand that we are divine love and light beings, that it's our job to really share that love and share and shine that light to others so that they can see who it is that they truly are. And so it's going to be important for you to really see that even within yourself, because there's this mirror that you're seeing, and it does have to do with your past. It does have to do with your childhood, how it is that you were raised, and that thinking, that mindset that's coming in. So it's important for us to realize in the back of our minds that it is because that those are limiting beliefs that you really need to let go of. That has to do with, you know, people not being good enough. We're not able to do certain things. So I want you to really look into what it is that you've learned from your past, or even for you, I do see this being a generational thing for you. So what is it that you have learned that is generational for your family that is a limiting belief that you need to really change your mindset on? Does that make sense?
Yes. And I have another miraculous, I would say miraculous, maybe bizarre. So the door, my cat, I left it in my room. This is another. Oh, can I get hi from Michael? Are you able to bring him in?
Oh, what was that?
Are you able to get Michael to come in?
Well, when it comes to, well, you can always call on Archangel Michael when you do meditating, when you do journaling. But when it comes to who shows up when it comes to my show and for other people, I don't call in people. So I don't call in the archangels. Archangels step forward for certain people in a big way. So you could always call on any archangel, however you'd like, while you're meditating, while you're journaling, throughout the day. So, you know, just to know that, okay?
Yeah, real quickly. So let me just tell you. So I put my cat in the bedroom. I closed the door, and I put some boxes. So I was gone for a few hours. When I came back, there's nobody else lives with me, just myself. The door was a little bit open, and my cat was he was by the stuffed animals, because I have stuffed animals like a cat. And can you ask me if he did that or did something move it? It's very bizarre. How did that happen? I'm not kidding. I mean, yeah.
Mhm. So you know, when it comes to, you know, I don't really hear an answer for that for you. But what I want you to really, you know, call on the archangels, and also is this very important for you to really pick up on? You know, why is it that it is bothering you? So really, you know, just kind of look into that and see, are you really worried about security, and is there fear that's coming in for you right now? Because that is actually what I'm hearing from Archangel Raphael. He's stepping forward for you because there are some fears that are coming in, and that's why you're bringing up these certain things today. So what is it that you're fearing right now that is something that you really need to work on, let go of, to be able to trust and to be able to have that faith that everything that you're meant for is going to work out for you? Okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm.
So, yeah. So did you have, yeah, so, you know, go ahead and, you know, work with the archangels. They're always going to be there for you. You know, Archangel Michael is always there with you. So, you know, you could, if you really need to feel his presence, to call and have him step forward for you while you're doing some meditating, while you're going throughout your day. If you need help when it comes to protecting your energy, you can always, you know, before the start of the day, to call on him, to ask him to protect you throughout the day. So, you know, the archangels are always there for you, no matter what. So you may not be able to see them right away. You may not be able to feel them, but to know that when you do call on them, that they are there. Okay?
Yes, and I have one more thing, if you don't mind, quickly. This is just, for months ago, you said to me something about love, about being, and I'm glad that I listened to what the truth in myself is, but there's something is manifesting, and there's somebody just coming in, and kind of a lot of the behavior or what he says is things in my mind that I thought about many years ago. I don't know. I think I want to know. It looks like something is forming with this person. He seems very respectful. Of course, I'm not going to think anything negative. Any messages for that? It's just very interesting. He's blowing me away.
It does have to do with what it is. So this person that's coming in and that connection that you have with your past has to do with the lesson that you need to learn. So, you know, think back to what it is that came in for you when it comes to those thoughts, and what it is that this person is saying to you, what it is that they have shown you. And it doesn't have to be words, you know, when someone comes in to show you, but any of those thoughts that are coming, what is it that you need to work on? What is it that you're being shown? And then to really release that after find out what it is or figure out what it is that's coming in and to journal on that. What are the feelings that are coming in behind that? Is it a feeling that it's good, or is it a trigger
yes.
that's coming in? And if it's a trigger, that it's something that you need to do some healing on so that you can let that go and then be able to move on. And I do feel that it does have to do with relationships. So, you know, be sure to really look into that. You know, how does that feel to you? Because that's another gift for you that is waiting to be expanded upon. So for you to keep practicing, because you are working on that clairvoyant side. So now it's that feeling side that you have and trusting in yourself. That all ties together. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. That is so beautiful. Appreciate everything. Continue to work on myself. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay.
I want to listen.
Talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 205. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
Yes. My question is about an ex who I was in a relationship with 2.5 years ago, who for the last 3 weeks, have been reaching out to me. My question is, what is it that he wants from me? His name is Reginald.
So I can't exactly tell you what it is that he wants. But what I can tell you is I have Archangel Samuel, and before you said anything about your ex, he's like, it has to do with love. And so I was like, okay, here we go. And so Archangel Samuel is stepping forward, and as well as Archangel Uriel, because this has to do with your power, taking back your power, and it does have to do with love as well. So Archangel Samuel always comes in when it comes to unconditional love, self-love. And with Archangel Uriel coming in when it comes to our power and solar plexus, all that stuff, they come in together because they want you to see that power that you have within you. And what they're also showing me is you've done a lot of work since you've left this relationship. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Wonderful. So this is actually a test for you. So it's a litmus test for you. So this person is there to, you know, show you something and teach you something. So don't be afraid to connect with this person, you know, to talk with this person, but beware of what it is that's coming in for you when it comes to the messages from the archangels, from the divine, because they're trying to show you the power that you have within you and to help you, to remind you of what it is that you've done when it comes to your healing work, when it comes to your growth. So, you know, when it comes to past relationships, when it comes back, a lot of times it comes back as a litmus test for us. How much are we seeing when it comes to our growth? So, you know, not to forget about the power that you did bring back to yourself. So, you know, I want to encourage you, you know, not to be afraid to talk to your ex, but, you know, to really remember that you are amazing and you are powerful and you are this perfect person who can do anything that you truly want. So there's no one who can say, hey, you know, you can't do this, or you're not capable of doing this, or you're not enough in some way, all right? So that is why this person is coming back in your life. So, you know, to see what it is that he wants to talk about, you know, see what it is that, you know, he wants. And then what you can also do through what it is that you've learned to share that with him and to be that teacher for him. So, and that may seem a little bit scary, but we have to remember that we're all teachers and healers in that respect. And through those experiences that we've been through, when we share it with others who need to hear it, that is when we teach others and we start to heal others as well. Okay?
Yes. Very beautiful.
Was there anything?
Yes, and I truly, I understand what you are saying. Yes, thank you. Thank
Wonderful.
You so much.
Was there anything else that came in for you?
No, that's it.
Wonderful. Well, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you so much. All right. So let's go to our next caller. We have area code 860. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi. Yay. Thank you. Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa Marie. How are you today?
Very good, thank you so much. More that I get to talk to you, thank you.
So how can I help you?
I need guidance. I'm told I'm supposed to write a book, but I don't know about what.
Okay. So I have Archangel Raphael and Archangel Gabriel for you. And yes, writing a book is part of what it is that you're meant to do. And when it comes to what to write about, this does, it's right now for you to hard to see what it is and gain that clarity, because there are some limiting beliefs that are keeping you from being able to see this for yourself. So limiting beliefs when it comes to, and it does have to do with childhood and what it is that you grew up with when it comes to what people have told you, that you couldn't do certain things or you weren't good enough in some way. Were you not, was there something in your childhood where someone made you believe that you couldn't write?
Oh, my mother made me believe I couldn't do anything.
Okay. So that is what's coming in for you that needs to be healed and to be let go of. That is a limiting belief that she felt about herself, and that is why it was brought into you. So she didn't do that. It wasn't intentional, but it was just kind of shown to you. And, you know, sometimes those words came out from her because it's something that she was taught when she was younger, that she wasn't good enough for certain things and she couldn't do certain things and she wasn't capable of doing some certain things. So to know that that's not about you, it was about her. So when it comes to relationships, we have to remember that we're mirrors for each other. So whenever she may have had some anger, anything that was a trigger for herself where she got angry, frustrated, those are things that she needed to work on for herself. And so whenever she told you that you weren't good enough in some way or you couldn't do something, it was more of a reflection of her and what it is that she learned as well as what it is that she's thought about herself. Okay? So when you do this healing work with Archangel Raphael, to keep that in the back of your mind as you're doing some journaling, some meditating, I do encourage you to do some meditating. Do you meditate right now?
Not right now, no.
Okay. So I'm going to be doing a meditation at the end of this show. So it'll give you an idea of how to start that process. But what I do see is, do you remember dreams or are you able to picture things in your mind?
Yes, both.
Okay, because I do see that you are very clairvoyant, and that's why I asked. And as you do, you know, continue to meditate, you're going to be able to see different images that come in for you that's meant for you. And you'll also be able to start seeing angels and archangels yourself. So this practice is going to be very helpful, but also it's going to be helpful for you when it comes to what it is you need to write about. And it'll be about experiences that you've gone through as well as what it is that you've learned.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I thought I was going to sneeze. So to do some, start to do this meditating practice. It doesn't have to be long. It could start out with a couple minutes each time, and then it'll start to get longer. What happens is when we keep practicing on meditating, it ends up being a couple hours sometimes. So you may not realize how time flies when you are really in this state of meditation. So, and it's really going to be very helpful for you to do some releasing and letting go, as well as a forgiveness for forgiving family members and things like that. So so your first task will be to really do this healing work on when it comes to what it is that your mom kept telling you, because that is not who it is that you truly are. Okay?
Can I just ask quick, am I going to see my son for the holidays this year? I haven't seen him in 7 years.
I hear no at this point, but once you, as you do this healing work, because it does have to do with your childhood as well, and I see that you're really seeing that you know this. It does kind of, you know, trickle in from what you've been through, you know, as a child yourself. So as you do this work, when it comes to healing from what it is that your mom told you, what it is that others have told you growing up, to understand that, and this is the topic today, is that you are a perfect soul. You are perfect just the way you are. The divine has created you the way that you are. But it's going, trying to go back to the basics, layering off all the limiting beliefs that you've picked up growing up, and to know that you are amazing, that you are capable of doing anything that you truly want to do, and to know that the divine is always there, guiding you and supporting you. And they're always showing you signs. They're always showing you what it is that, and showing you that they're always there. So do you see any numbers that are repeating, or birthdays, anniversary numbers, any of that?
I keep saying repeating 333-111, 222, 1010, 1111, all the time, like every
Wonderful.
Day.
Wonderful. Awesome, because that is a sign, the divine telling you, you are always supported, and that the divine is always watching over you. And then also, when you see that, what is it that's in your thoughts when you see those numbers? So I want you to recognize that too, because they're trying to send you messages through that as well. So to recognize that, and you're now going to be hyper aware of this, because I do mention it, but you know, to know that you are always supported and you are always guided. And, you know, to do some journaling on what it is that has gone on in your past, any memories that come in, to write that down, and as well as the feelings that you feel from them. And then I want to also encourage you to call on Archangel Raphael, because he's going to be able to show you then also what it is that you need to learn from these experiences from your past. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for blessing me today.
Yes, and you know, once you do this healing work, then when it comes to your relationship do you just have your son?
Yeah, he's a grown man.
Mm-hmm. To know that, you know, once you do this healing work, things will start to change when it comes to your relationship with your son, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for being there. Bye-bye.
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 All right. Let's go to our next caller. We have area code 630. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Lisa, and I'm calling from the Midwest.
Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So how can I help you today?
I wanted to see what you see with a move for next year for me. Do you see, you know, that happening?
So that's not the first thing that the archangels are showing me. So I have Archangel Raphael stepping forward, as well as Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Shamuel and Archangel Uriel. So they're all stepping forward for you to help you when it comes to, it has to do with your heart chakra. Have you recently had something happen?
Well, yeah, I kind of don't want to get into real personal things. I really appreciate that. But online,
and you don't have to. You don't have to be specific. And that's okay. You know, you don't have to be specific. I just feel that I'm feeling this huge pressure on my heart chakra, that area, the chest area. And that tells me that there's a lot going on. And what they're also showing me is recently you've been through a lot. And so
I solved most of my problems, though, so I don't feel like heavy or like I have a lot going on anymore. So I'm looking to move next year, and I put a bid on a property this year, but I lost it. Someone else, I guess, got the property, but you know, I was the first one in, and then they said they wanted to wait a week, so I withdrew my bid. But I'm hoping to find something, you know, once this COVID thing's over. Not now. And in the Midwest, the rates are surging, and I do have to be very careful. So I'm not going to look at a property, and I have to find a new realtor. I did not like my realtor that I had after a couple months. I think she just wanted a sale. And so I'm just wondering, do you think I'll find someone good and that I'll find, you know, a good property? Because I'll expand my search if I have to, but I had two places in mind, two suburbs. And then if I don't find it in those suburbs, I was going to expand it to another one. And do you think something good will come up? Because I really hope so. Huh? I want to make this move and, you know, get a bigger property.
Okay, so... So I have other things coming in for you, and I'm going to kind of set that aside because what they're also showing me is that you're not quite ready. But when it comes to this move, to know that it's going to be important for you to really feel into it. Does that place feel good to you? And when it comes to finding a realtor, you'll be able to find the right person. However, there are these things that are coming in, some limiting beliefs that are coming in that are keeping you from being able to be clear on what it is that you are really wanting. And that's why I had mentioned that feeling in my heart chakra for you.
Realtor, like when I'm interviewing, I don't know what I'm looking for exactly.
Yeah, so, and I think it's also because, you know, you had mentioned that there's certain things that you couldn't say and certain things that you can reveal. And so I think that also plays into that part of not being able to get that person that you really need to be able to get the home that you want. But it is important for you to start opening up to certain people. And it has to also
do with
your feelings.
But you have to be careful. There's a lot of crazy people, you know. I know what you're saying, but I've got to be careful who it is. Most people, you're right, heart-wise, I'm not open to them anymore. They have a lot of problems, and I just don't want to have anything to do with them. And I think a lot of people are toxic, and they don't have the right values nowadays. Yeah, we could get into that now, that I can talk about, you know. I felt like I was used, like in relationships, like, and I don't want to, like a lot of people just settle for those kind of relationships. And I have gone through a lot, and I've had a lot of growth. I don't have a host of problems anymore. I actually don't have hardly any problems. I'm waiting for this COVID to be over. I'm newly retired, and I can't wait, not just to move, but finally doing so many different things for myself now in retirement, even under lockdown. You know, like I have to be careful. I have to, you know, it's going to be probably three more months for me.
Now, you pinpointed a huge limiting belief just now when it comes to
your
thinking of.
It's not. No,
when
it
comes to you thinking that people are toxic and so that's why you can't open up, there's a reason you have that mindset right now. And it has to do with your past.
Because I've been around those kind of people. That's what I've been exposed to.
And so this is something that you need.
I mean, not everybody, but a lot of people that just want real good for me. You know, like some were positive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I had a real nice career. You know, I mean, I'm retired now, but. I had a lot of success in my career, but not so much in my personal life. You know, like I had a boyfriend in college, and he was just about perfect, but doesn't seem like most people match up. You know, like he was just real healthy and loving and, you know, like once in a while there'll be people like that. I'm not saying everybody, but I just feel like a lot of people have a lot of problems, and I don't like to be near them. I don't like small talk and that kind of stuff. I don't like talking about people or sitting around with a bunch of women. And then if you try to have a one-on-one relationship, I find a lot of times that I don't attract the right kind of people. And, you know, I'll give it a try. Like I met a lady at the beach and then, you know, it turned out that I just didn't like her. I didn't feel, first she was a lot older and then I didn't feel that she was at all comforting or, you know, I felt like you said about that, like my heart was like enclosed, like I couldn't be myself, and that's not okay.
And it does, some of that, and, you know, not being attracted to certain people, that's normal. You know, you feel certain ways about certain people because of their energy and things like that, but there's also things from your past that needs to be healed that is keeping you from opening up to certain people. And that is what I was trying to get at. And you are starting to open up, which is great. So I want to encourage you to keep doing that. Even, and you don't have to talk to someone about that, but to journal on that, to do some meditating on that. What is it that has happened to you in the past that has really closed you off? And then to begin that process of healing that, because that is going to then affect, once you heal and let that go, and able to let that go, your energy starts to really shift. And then you're then able to get those relationships that you're truly meant for. Now, remember that we're all meant for abundance in all areas of your life.
People that are meant to be loners. Is your name Miss Catherine? Catherine, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Catherine.
Aren't there people, I've come to the conclusion, I really enjoyed this discussion with you today, thank you. I just last night came to the conclusion, I love being alone. Like it's crazy. Like my parents died. My son hit the heck of a lot of problems. I could never be near him again. He caused me like intense pain. He has like a super amount of problems he won't own up to, and I wish him the best, but I mean, it's really toxic. I can't be around it ever again. It could kill me, literally. So like I'm happy. Like I have a crazy family like I came from. Like they have a lot of problems, and like my parents died, but I'm like actually happy. I got a new cat, Gigi. My other cat died, and I had her 20 years. And so, like, I feel like, actually, like, some people are meant to be loners. Like, I used to walk the streets when I was little. You know, in the days when I was little, I grew up in Chicago, and it was safe. It was a good neighborhood, and I just walked around all day in nature and came back for dinner and then went out again till 8 at night in the summer. And in the winter, I walked to school alone. I did a lot of things alone. I had a really beautiful nanny. My parents, unfortunately, weren't there for me. They had a lot of problems, and my dad was busy. He worked a lot, and my mom just wasn't around. So, you know, I loved being alone. So what is wrong with that? Like, maybe some people are meant to be alone. It's so funny you bring that up, because just last night I said to myself, I think, like, I just love having this cat now, and maybe I'm just, like, going to be alone, and then I can just, like, have, like, just people like play Scrabble with or be retired with, do things, you know, yoga and classes or travel with a group, but I don't know. I feel like I'm happy with that. Are you saying something's wrong with that level of socialization?
No, not necessarily, but there are some reasons. So we are people that are meant to be united as one, and we're meant to be there for each other and learning from each other and also teaching others. So it's a back and forth relationship. But when, and there are some people who, because of their empathic nature, because of being able to be, you know, they're drawn to a lot of different energies, that it's easier for people to be alone. And so that, there's mm-hmm. a difference there. So some people, because they're drawn to so many different energies, it's hard to deal with. So, and I was there when I was, you know, at the beginning of my awakening, you know, I was always drawn to, these people would come to me out of nowhere, and I'd feel into all, everyone's energy, and it was overwhelming. And so I prefer
like
to be alone.
Like codependency,
but
that's, you know.
Yeah, and so, but the thing is, as I learned to really be able to keep my energy and be able to keep everyone else's energy at bay. That's when I started to learn that it's important to, because we need to also send out the energy that we bring out to others, because we're meant to share that love and shine that light that we all have. And but when it comes to being alone, it's easy. So that's that security you have and being in your comfort zone that you have, that that's just there. But you, when you were talking, you showed me that with the past relationships, because you've been through so much with when it comes to your parents, when it comes to your children and all of that, because of that, you'd rather be alone because you don't want to deal with everyone else and everyone else's problems. But there's also triggers for you that does need to be healed. So when you are ready to, you know, heal and let those go, so that you can, because you have a son for a reason, you know, and your son is yours. And so even though he may be doing things that you don't approve of, he's still yours. And I totally understand.
Right, but
when
I
it
know,
comes
but
to
I have
family,
to do what I have to do for myself. I just absolutely, I mean, he either resolves his problems in life. I mean, he's 33 and still thinks that I'm supposed to take care of him. He has major problems. So I am not going to get involved ever again. And, you know, it's caused
so
a lot of
detriment. So why does that trigger you?
Well, you know, I don't want to get into that, but I do like being alone, and that's with all people. And I am not going to probably change that. I like I want to, like, socialize, go to, like, Mahjong, play Scrabble, you know, go to clubs, things like that. That's the level of socialization that I like. I just want to live life, enjoy like I do now. I don't have a host of problems. I really like my life, actually, a lot. I'm retired now. I'm finally retired, you know, I'm under lockdown health-wise. I've got to be very careful. I can't get this COVID, but, you know, it is what it is. I'm probably going to be getting a shot in January, February. I want to travel starting next fall. There's just like a ton of things. I'm buying a bigger property. I have all these great things that are going on for myself. I don't need to get into all this stuff with relationships. I'm done, okay? I want to live my life. I have to make my own decisions. I have a lot of careful thought about it. Yeah, I do want to meet people, but I'm going to do what I'm comfortable with because life is short. Every day is a blessing from God, and I'm happy the way I am, and I like it. You know, the choice is, yeah, if I met someone nice, I would become friends with them. If I felt very understood and felt good, and, you know, when I go places more where I do feel that, I joined a place of worship where, oh, my God, they're, like, warm. They're friendly. It's like it's a great change, you know. I was somewhere else for 30 years. Nothing happened ever. I never had a friend, never had involvement with people. I just was there because it was nearby my house, and I didn't want to make a change. So I'm making positive changes. I am being around positive people, but I'm going to keep on going in the direction that I feel. You know, I just hope that this thing happens, like I can find a good realtor now. I'm just like, this is my main concern. I mean, I can't go shopping now for a property, but I've got to get this done, you know, hopefully next year when this is over. And then, you know, just keep on moving forward in my life. But I just find that, you know, I don't know, just with the realtor thing, just this last one was not very good. And I had someone else I used a while ago, and that was better, but I never found the property. And then I found the property I wanted, but I didn't get it. It just wasn't the right timing. But I guess, like, I just wondered if you have a suggestion for the realtor, like, should I just be really careful when I interview? Because I feel like I'm not really getting, like, a lot of them are, you know, they just are interested in a sale. They don't really care about you. And I'm sorry, I was never like that. I worked for 45 years in healthcare and always cared about my clients and put in tremendous, I mean, I've been a very loving, giving person. And I don't, you know, project my life that way, you know, when I'm working or anything. I just am, I'm authentic. I mean, I just wouldn't do that to people. So I'm just wondering, like, you know, should I have, like, a list of questions and what I'm really looking for? Do you think that would be helpful?
Yes, it would definitely be helpful. Oh, no, you're fine. Yes, so, but you really feel into that person as well. So if you have to ask the questions, but also don't think too much about this when it comes to, you know, what they're offering financially and all that stuff. But go really into who it is that they are and really feel into that with them, because that's going to be able to tell you more of who it is that they really are. Because, yeah, I mean, like you had mentioned, when it comes to the real estate and all these other people, they're trying to make money. So, you know,
right.
If you're
and
really looking
ethical.
For that.
There has to, but not everybody has to be like that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
the world doesn't
yeah.
work that way. I mean, you know, I know yeah. I was more, you know, caring. I was in healthcare and that was my profession and people don't go into that for the money, not for profit, but. Mm-hmm. That's beyond the point. It's a matter of ethics and, you know, the kind of people I'll deal with. I do not want to have, you know, contact with people like that. And I don't have to. I'm not desperate. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that I have to be
really
careful.
But really go with,
like,
your feelings.
I'm not sure.
Too.
But yeah, you can go into what you feel, but they can put on an act. Like this last one, she put on an act like she was going to be real helpful. And then when she didn't get the sale within a couple months, you know, the one sale that we both wanted from me, you know, she was good about that. And she was good about, like, not, like, another property not getting because it was, like, right near, like, oh, God, like a major street in the northern suburbs of Chicago. And it would have been, like, really bad because I need it quiet. So, like, yeah, she was good mm-hmm. with a couple things like that. But then when she didn't get the sale after a couple months, she, like, just changed her tune, and she got real rude and just real nasty. You know, I said something to her like, oh, you know, COVID's, you know, really surging. And, you know, I wanted a little reassurance or, you know, like, you should be wearing your mask on your nose. You know, I can't be around you. I'm high risk. And she would get mad at me. Like, what kind of person is this? First of all, you have to wear a mask, and it should be on your nose. And then I found out who she really was. And then she said to me something like, don't ever mention that surge to me again. I don't want to hear about the pandemic. And I'm like, how could you talk to a client that way? I just found her out, and, you know, I fired her on the spot almost. I just told her that I'm not looking anymore. I'm deactivating from your MLS listings, and Should I be interested, I'll contact you. I would never give her the sale of any property. I would never have contact with her again. No one's going to talk to me like that. But I
when
was just a little shocked. And that's
when you initially signed on with her, was there any
I never signed
red flags that you
I
saw?
Never signed.
I'm not meaning that.
You know, there really weren't. She listened for 2 hours. The only thing that was a red flag was that she was a little older and something seemed like maybe like she didn't have a lot of properties. Like she wasn't like, I like to go with like very like big people too, like the best in the field, whether they be doctors or lawyers or anybody that I'm dealing with, I usually try to get the best at a reasonable price, you know, just really good people. And I guess that was a flag. Like I knew she wasn't like a high performing person and I knew she didn't have like a lot of houses on the market, like something like that seemed off. Yeah. And she's like, I forgot what she said the reason was. I forgot, but that was off, that she like didn't have a lot of like sales and stuff. So I guess that should show you that you're not real professional or something.
So yeah, so that was a red flag that you saw that you kind of ignored because you saw other things that you thought would make her a good fit. So,
mm-hmm.
you know,
like
those
she'd be
red
more
flags.
Available than a big person because a big realtor mm-hmm. is like very busy and sometimes they can't show you the property the day you want to see it. So their associate might have to take you in. But actually that would be better for me. I think you just helped me, like, because I'm realizing I want a very highly successful performing person that's going to be there for me. I did have another lady I worked with mm-hmm. for about a year, but I don't know. I just didn't want to go back to her, but she was high performing.
But also you have to remember that looks can be deceiving. So, and you know this. So they
looks
may
can what?
Look like can be deceiving. So they may look like a big company or look like someone who's doing a lot, but in reality, they might not be doing as much. So to really listen to your gut on that and to see if there's any red flags, and that's going to help you to be able to choose that right person, even if it's someone who's not doing as much as you'd like for them to do. But how successful are they? How, with the
yeah.
little that
Look
they have,
how many sales, how many places do they have on the market? How many did they sell in the last year? You know, because I've always, like, the few times I've moved, I always had, like, top-notch people selling my place. I wouldn't have allowed it. So why would I allow it now for this? So I got to be more careful. And, you know, that's really helpful. I'm just going to have to do that. But I guess the only thing I'm sad about is really not my relationships with women because I don't like sitting and gabbing with a bunch of women. It really bores me. And I love my cat, and I just, like, there's a lot of things in Playco where you can, like, you know, chat and be with people and meet nice people. But, like, I guess the thing I would like is, like, a friend to date. And I just wondered if, like, you see that maybe happening because if I could meet a nice guy, like, I would like that, you know? Like, I don't want to get married or anything, that's for sure. But I just love my independence. But,
And this really does go back to the healing work that needs to be done in order to really find that person that, you know, you're supposed to be in that relationship with. So,
do that? Because, I mean, it would be worth it for me to find someone. I really am not interested in female friends. They bore me, to tell you the truth, and I never really liked it, and I just never found people. My mother was very non-supportive, but I was very close to my father, and I do like guys. If I could, you know, mm-hmm. find, like, a real, mm-hmm. like, I deal with guys, like, in the business world, and, you know, and I have no problem, you know, and doctors, mm-hmm. There are, like, a couple that I, like, love. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love them. They're just, mm-hmm. they're wonderful people, but I just wish I could find someone that would be there for me, Catherine.
So what I suggest to my clients is to start writing. So to do some journaling on this. Where does this stem from? Because you just mentioned your mom was not supportive. So that's why when it comes to female relationships, there is that issue there. Now, when it comes to men, you have things that have gone on in your past relationships that's really affecting this, but it has to do with your relationship with your parents first, but also it has to do with what it is that they've shown as well as what they've said to you when it comes to relationships. So that's also another factor that comes in when it comes to limiting beliefs and when it comes to fears and doubts that come in when it comes to relationships. So mm-hmm. I want to encourage you to start writing what in your past has really affected you, and you might be seeing this right now. What in the past has really affected your relationships? And to start from there.
I already know that. I know that my parents encouraged me to quote unquote marry a doctor or a lawyer. Like they didn't really care about personality. Like I just never in college was around the right kind of guy. He really loved me and we had a lot in common.
So write
really
start writing that. Mm-hmm. So start writing that, and what's going to happen is you're going to get more and more that you need to write. And then I also do want to encourage you to call on Archangel Michael and as well as Archangel Raphael, because they're going to be able to show you more and more of what it is that you need to see, more memories of those. They're going to be examples of what you just mentioned. And they're also going to be able to show you how to switch that energy and that mindset so that you can be able to, let down your guard and also to remove that block that is keeping you from the abundance when it comes to relationships that is there right now. I hope that makes sense.
So I guess my last question is then what you said about writing, write what you're looking for and what happened and what you didn't get. I had a lot of relationships, but a lot of the men just bored me and stuff. I don't want just money, look at what you got. I don't need a trip. I was thinking this one boyfriend, he took me all around the world, but I could afford to go myself around the world now. I don't want a boyfriend just to go to Paris. You know what I mean? I really want a person that has certain qualities. So, Catherine, what you're saying is, write down those kind of things, maybe what you got, what your parents told you, because it did have a big influence on me. You're totally correct. Oh, my God. Whatever my parents thought, totally affected me growing up, all my life, they kind of told me everything, what I should be, it's just their problems that they had, but they didn't let me be me, but very controlling. And so should I
all those things, remember, you are perfect the way that you, so the divine has created you as this perfect soul, just the way you are. But there, people growing up tell us things that make us doubt who it is that we truly are and what it is that we really want. So what are those things that your parents have told you? And it's also generational. That's something that they learned as well from their own parents.
Yeah, and, they did their best. I totally forgive them. God bless them. I want to visit their grave when this is all over, after the pandemic. I bless them every day in heaven. And believe me, I say prayers for my son. But I just have to be around healthy things and healthy people. So I've got to write down what happened and then maybe write down what I'm looking for in the good relationships I did have. Not every boyfriend was either. They weren't abusive more, but some were, but some weren't, mentally just, I guess, not there, what's that word for it? Asperger's syndrome, guys that might've had big careers, but just, they couldn't even be there for you. They just couldn't communicate, narcissistic, I know all that stuff that happened to me.
Yep.
And then
so,
I met people
all those things
that were better, mm-hmm.
So, yes, so write down all those
that
things that made you feel horrible about yourself, or made you feel angry and frustrated. Writing all those down and writing your feelings down as also with that. Why did that make you feel a certain way? And as you do this, just write down everything that comes into your mind. It doesn't have to make sense. Just write down anything else when it comes to, you just mentioned that your parents were controlling. So write that down. And it's going to bring up a lot of different things that you need to heal that doesn't necessarily have to do with relationships, but it's going to draw out all these, this old energy. It's going to draw out everything that's old. And that's why when I first started talking to you, I had mentioned that within my heart, I felt a lot of old, I felt a lot of stuff. It was very heavy. And this is what I was talking about. So all of this needs to be drawn out. It needs to be brought out. When you put it on paper, you're taking all this old energy and putting it on paper. And then what the archangels and your guardian angels are going to show you is that you, what you are capable of and what it is that you are meant for. And that's going to give you clarity on not just relationships, but it's also going to give you that clarity when it comes to finding that right person for as a realtor, finding that right place to live. It's going to switch your energy. So you're going to also start attracting different people that are meant for you. This is not going to be a one-time thing. It's going to be a continual thing. So as things come up from your past, I want you to, keep a journal by you to write those down. And when we do that, we are bringing out that old energy that is meant to be released and let go of. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. That does. Thank you. And then should you write down the good stuff? Because, I never had time. I was just so busy working for 45 years and, as a single parent and, just trying to make it in life, And, as a really hard worker, like my father. So should I then write the good things after that of what I'm looking for, if I can get the negative clearing and then write down the good things what I'm looking for?
Yes, and that would be setting your intentions. So that's what we usually do with a new moon and at the beginning of the month, which is actually coming up. So it's just right in time for you. Setting the intentions of what it is that you want. And the divine is going to, and then when you write that down, you're showing the divine, you're showing the universe what it is that you truly want. And then what they're going to do then is you release that you don't, think about it so much, and the divine is going to give you those next steps and how to get there.
Okay. Because, I got a new cat, and she's pretty nice. And, it's not like I'm not capable, I found this cat, I thought about it, and just then went ahead with it. She's pretty good. She's up nice, but she's really sweet. And
so don't just, when it comes to setting the intentions, it doesn't necessarily just have to be about the relationships, but about anything. When it comes to the home that you want, what does it look like? What do you want your house to look like? Where do you want to live? All those things. So
what do you want to
be
doing
afraid
with your time? You know what I mean? What do you want to do in your retirement? Maybe you want to sit around for 3 hours on your patio and read a book or just look at your plants. There's nothing wrong with that, I was raised
to be always busy. And that's actually a limiting belief as well. So don't be afraid to dream big. And then as you do this work on yourself, on healing, you're also going to start remembering what it is that you really wanted to do when you were younger. What, you know, a lot of times when we're children, we're asked, what is it that you want to be when you grow up? And we can still ask that of adults. What is it that you truly want to be? Because that is who it is that we truly are. Those passions and desires
that
we have.
You made me realize something. Like, I had these really toxic doctors last year, and I was in a bad situation. And I, like, never experienced that before. My father was a physician, and, like, I always had the best and, you know, top-notch hospitals and everything. And I just changed it. I got a whole new team, different people, you know, for follow-up, for, you know, I had some stuff going on, but now I'm getting a lot better. But I, like, totally changed my team and got all these great people, and, you know, I had to get three different specialists that I changed. And, like, it took work. But it took a lot of work. I mean, I had to court this one doctor because she's very famous, and I could hardly get in. She's like, you know, I'm going to send you to the APN. And I'm like, no, you're not going to send me to the APN. I'm going to you. And, like, I really went after what I wanted, Catherine. Like, I wrote it down, and I'm like, this is crazy. I'm not going to stay around this kind of thing, you know. And I just got out and got the right people. So I think that maybe I could, too, do that, too. Like, just that's very helpful to me because I'm very analytical. Like, write down what it is I'm looking for in the house, in the relationships, maybe being that kind of person. If you want someone that's kind and loving and ethical is not a problem. I mean, I am loving, but I do have issues. But, like, write down, like, how the person is that you love, the kind of people you love being around. Like, I admire Barack Obama to death or certain people. So, like, just say, well, I want to embody those qualities and work on it every day and then search out people like that. Is that what you're saying too?
Yes, but, you know, don't forget the healing parts, because if we don't do that healing on top of that, it's going to just compound upon what it is that where our mindset was before. So it's important for us to
heal first.
Yeah.
Heal first. Mm-hmm. Heal first. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You know what?
Oh.
Thank you. I'm not going to keep you because other people, I'm going to stand the line and listen if I can. But thank you. You were such a blessing before Thanksgiving. And now you can see that my heart's a little bit more open, but I do need to work on that. And I have been so hurt. And I so appreciate it. And I really have a lot of confidence in this coming year because I really feel I do deserve a lot. I had a lot of bad breaks the last, you know, few years, basically. And, you know, I mean, I just really want to enjoy
everything.
My retirement.
Yes, you deserve everything. That we're all meant for abundance. You deserve all of it. You know, so, you know, doing that healing work, it's really...
We're all perfect the way we are. No one's perfect in life. No one, not nature, not, there's no leaf, there's no blade of grass, no piece of bark, no person that's the same. We're all wonders in this world. So I'll try to be more loving with that. And maybe, like, don't think people are so toxic. Just think, well, maybe they have a lot of problems and just try to be a little nicer about it, but don't, like, associate. Like, I know what you're talking about, too. Just try to kind of open yourself up a little more. Like people have problems, you know, severe ones.
Yeah, we all have problems. We all make mistakes. We're human, you know, but it's because, and it's our jobs who are very awakened to who it is that we are and what it is that we need to work on, and knowing that everything is there for a reason. We're that divine love and light that's supposed to shine that out to others, so that they start to realize who it is that they truly are. And that's what we're here to do.
Are you on every week at a certain time? Or?
Yes, I'm on every Wednesday. And actually yesterday it was the Archangels wanted me to go on yesterday, so I was on yesterday as well. But I'm normally on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can call in every week if you'd like.
Okay. So can I stay on and listen? And thank you so much for all your time. You were so helpful. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you so much for calling. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay. And I'll stay on if that's okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Okay. Wonderful. All right, so let's go to our next caller, and then this probably will end up being our last caller. Area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, area code 256. Okay. They might have stepped away for a little bit, but we are already past the top of the hour, but I do have a little bit of time. I'm able to, you know, extend our time a little bit. But, you know, this show today, you know, really brought out the fact that we are perfect. You know, the divine is amazing. You know, they're always bringing callers and bringing people who need to listen to certain shows for a reason. And so, you know, it's important for us to remember. And I know that I've said this in previous shows, and I've had other episodes about this, but we are created, you know, first we're created in the image of the divine, and because of that, even on this work earth, we are perfect just the way we are, just the way we were created. But because of other people's beliefs, other people telling us different things, especially, you know, when we're kids, adults tell us a lot of different things. They tell us things that they, you know, most adults believe that they're teaching us, but because of their own limiting beliefs, that tends to get in the way of helping us to truly keep that pure soul that we are, and bring about limiting beliefs that are things that they've learned or things that they need to heal from themselves. And so as children, we take all of that. We take all of that for ourselves and take them as learning experiences. And you know, growing up, we believe that that's true and that, you know, we can't do certain things or we should be doing certain things. You know, if our parents want us to be doctors or lawyers because they want us to be successful and they want us to live this grand life, you know, they have those great intentions, you know, wanting you to be successful and be these big people so that you can live comfortably. But what they're doing is bringing in that limiting belief for us instead of, you know, really being able to listen to ourselves and what it is that we want. Because what we truly want, we're passionate about, and what we truly desire is all within us. And so our parents may not know this, you know, especially if we don't tell our parents what it is that we truly want and how it is that we want to live. And then also being kids too, it's sometimes, you know, we have society really tells us that we should be listening to adults and we should be not to really take what kids say to heart because they don't really know. But kids or children are so pure, and we come here as those perfect souls. And so it's important for us to really, you know, if we're adults, if we're parents, to really listen. Then what is it that your children is telling you? What is it that your child is telling you? And to know that that is what they truly desire. And so for us adults to go back to that, go back to basics, what is it that we truly wanted to do when we were children? And it usually is that we want to help other people in a certain way. So how is it that you wanted to help certain people in a certain way? How is it, that you want, what is it that you want it to be when it comes to your career, when it comes to your job, that was going to help other people. So it's going back to that, because, and if you look at what it is that you wanted to do, and those passions, and then your gifts as well, they most likely are going to fit together. Your gifts for the way that you love people, the way that you care about others, they all fit together. And then those passions. If you are watching the news or you're watching something on social media and something really grabs at you and really affects you, it has to do with those desires and those passions. And so what is that that you need to be able to see and go back to, and to know that, yes, just like yesterday we talked about, that you are capable of doing anything that you truly want, but we have to really heal from what it is that we've learned growing up, people telling us that we can't do something or not capable or not good enough in some way, and to know that the divine has created us in the way that they created us because we're meant to step into that purpose of what it is that we're passionate about, what it is that we truly desire to, in order to help others. Because when we do a certain job, or when we are in business for ourselves and selling products or selling services, we are helping people. You know, someone is going to buy it. Someone's going to take our services because they need it. So what is it that you are meant to do? What is it that you are passionate about, that you know that people need, so that you continue to shine that light and share that love with others? Because when we do those things that we are passionate about, that we're meant to do, we are sharing that love. We're sharing that light. And those people who are meant for it is going to find you. They're going to be attracted to your energy, and they're going to find you. So what is that? What does that look like? And it doesn't have to be business, or it doesn't have to be work. But, you know, whether it's volunteering, or whether it's traveling, whether it's even just your own family and your community, how is it that you're meant to reach out to others? And by doing those things that we truly love to do, by doing those things that we're passionate about, we attract those people that we're meant to help, and we help them to see who it is that they truly are. So I want to encourage all of us to do that this week. So before I close out the show, let's go ahead and check on this caller. Hello, area code 256. Hello, caller. What is your name, and where are you calling from?
This is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Sorry, I had a mask on.
Oh, no problem.
Can you hear me
so
now?
How can I help you? Yes.
I really enjoyed what you were talking about with the passion. And yesterday you talked and you were telling me about the writing.
Mm-hmm.
So creatively, I was going to tell you I like to paint. But I also like to I was thinking about making, you know, some oil perfume. And I don't know if that's going to be my passion. Or maybe you can just tell me, I love mixing things. I notice when I look at people making perfumes, or if I look at people making remedies with herbs, mm-hmm. I really, really enjoy looking at things like that.
Mhm. So go for it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay.
And so, Yeah, I mean, what I'm seeing is I have Archangel Shamuel stepping forward for you, as well as Archangel Raphael, because what they're showing me is that what's keeping you from jumping into it is this fear that's coming in, and mm-hmm. of not being able to do it. And so, And so they're showing. So don't be afraid to do it. Be afraid to jump into it, because, you know, when we start something creative or otherwise, we're not going to be perfect at it. But it's perfect for you because you're the one creating it in the way that you're meant to. If you do it the way that feels good to you, that you know that it just looks right to you, then it's perfect for you. Okay?
Okay.
It doesn't matter what other people think, because this is mainly for you. So that's why, you know, when it comes to, like, artists, you see all kinds of different things. Like, I mean, think about Picasso. And if you look at his paintings, it's like, it doesn't quite make sense, but people love it, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, to have that mindset and do it the way that feels good to you. So you could be closing your eyes, imagining what it is that you need to create, and then just go for it.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Was there any... A happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Stay on the
Bye-bye.
Line. I'm going to be doing a meditation really quickly, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so before we close out, I do have some time. So I'm going to have all of us, you know, if you're listening, to find a place that feels very comfortable to you, that you can just sit comfortably and just be able to do some meditating. We have Archangel Raphael really stepping forward for us today for this. And Archangel Raphael is an archangel when it comes to wisdom that's within us, as well as our gifts, our spiritual gifts, our gifts that we have to really help others. And we have to remember that we are all teachers and healers. And so, you know, I ask you to sit comfortably if you can and close your eyes. And we're going to take a few deep breaths. So in through your nose, out through your mouth. And as you do this, to put your hand on your heart, and that's going to really help you, help us to really have our mind go to our heart space. And keep breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth. And once in your heart space, we're going to imagine, or we're going to place elements in nature that are very calming for you. So whether it's a body of water, other elements in nature like plants and animals, a sunset or a moon or a sunrise, or any colors that really represent stillness and calm for you. So whatever that is, to place that in your heart. And then we're going to place an open door in your heart space. And this open door is going to be a door where all of our angels and guides, as well as the archangels, are going to step in to join us? And as your angels and guides, they surround your heart space. And then the archangels, Archangel Raziel, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Samuel, Archangel Jophiel, they're going to be the Archangel Michael, going to be right around where you are within your energy. And they're going to send you their love and light, their energy that is very powerful and loving. And as they do, it's going to be swirling around you. And as this energy swirls right around you, your chakras, especially your heart chakra and your solar plexus, is going to expand outside of your body, and the lights within each of your chakras are going to expand. So it's going to fill your body as well as fill your heart space and outside of your physical body and into the space that you're in. And as we are in this light that we bring, I want you to take a few deep breaths. And as we take those deep breaths, source energy from above, and this rainbow energy comes in through your crown chakra all the way through each of your chakras. So from your crown to your third eye, to your throat, to your heart, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, and to your root chakra. It's going to come through each of those chakras, cleansing as it goes through, but helping to expand that light and also sending you the messages that are meant for you. So what is it that the divine is telling you? What is it that they're showing you? And remember, we are perfect just the way you are, that your authentic self, who it is that you truly are without any of the limiting beliefs that you learned along the way as a human, but to know that the divine created you for a reason, for you to really step into your purpose and to be that divine love and light that we are. And as the source energy goes through your root chakra and then through your feet, then source energy is going to spread out around you on the ground. And this is how we share our love. This is how we share our light, as it's this energy spreads out into the world. And so the archangels are continuing to send you this energy. And as they do, they're going to help you to release the old energy. So what is it that is coming into your mind? What is it that is coming to your heart that you know that you need to let go of? That you know that does not belong there anymore, because you are meant for so much more. You are capable of anything that you truly desire. So all of this old energy is going to be brought out, and it's going to be transmuted with the energy that the archangels bring, and they're going to fill those spaces with divine love and light energy. So it's the sparkling energy that comes in, the sparkling light energy that comes in to fill those spaces where your old energy was. And it's going to help you to understand the messages that are meant for you, to help you to gain clarity on what it is that you need to see and what it is that you need to hear. And it may feel as if it's coming from your soul and from your heart. So what is it that you're hearing? What is it that you're seeing? So I want you to take a few deep breaths in through your nose, out through your mouth. You're going to just blow out all the energy that may still be stuck within. And as you do, the archangels are going to help you to contract your chakra energy so it realigns back in your body. Now, Archangel Raziel is stepping forward. And he's going to be sending you this extra loving light. It may look purple, it may look white to you, straight to your heart. And this light that he brings is going to be a reminder for you of who it is that you truly are, what it is that you're capable of doing, and just to help you to remember that you are amazing, that you have all the knowledge within you. You have all the wisdom within you, within your soul, within your heart. And that it's important for you to trust in yourself, trust in who it is that you truly are. Not having what other people have said affect you. Not affecting what it is that other people want for you. But to look within your soul and to ask yourself, who is it that I truly am? And what is it that I truly want? Now the archangels are going to step back. And Archangel Michael is going to step forward and he's going to wrap us with his cloak of energy that is to protect us. Also is to help us to integrate all those things that we've learned through this hour, through this week with the energy this week that's coming in and with the messages from the archangels and from source energy. So it's going to wrap us from our head all the way to our feet. And now the archangels are then going to, from your root chakra all the way down to the center of the earth, send this bright white light, bright white column of energy so that they can ground your energy. And from the center of the earth, there's going to be this bright white and yellow light that comes back up through your feet, filling your body with this energy that comes in. And through your crown chakra, it's going to spill out and over, just like a fountain of water. And this energy that is meant for you is then going to spread out just like source energy on the ground and to those people that it's meant for. So when you are ready, you can bring back awareness into your body and open up your eyes and welcome back. So this meditation you can do over and over again this week, as you need to, especially you know, if you are spending a lot of time with different people, you know, through the holidays, to help you to really ground and really help you to feel that sense of peace, you can go back to it and do it over as you need to. But I want to thank everyone for joining me today. I'm sending you all lots of love and light, and I hope that those who are in the States have a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I know that I'm going to be busy with my family and to you know, really enjoy that time with them. So I hope you as well are able to enjoy that time with your loved ones, whether it's through a Zoom video chat or in your home. Sending you all lots of love and light. And I will be back next week, and we're going to be starting a new series. And it's really going to be, because it's December next week, we're going to be reflecting back on 2020. So that is going to be the series. And I want to hear from you. So if you are listening later, throughout the month, I want to hear from you and what it is that you have been learning throughout this year. This year has been a year of coming out of our comfort zones with everything that's been going on. It's been hard not to. And to share with everyone that is listening what it is that you've learned, and to help teach others as well on, and share with others what it is that you've learned throughout the year. So I can't believe that next week is already December. It's gone by so fast. So I'm sending you all lots of love and light. I can't wait. But please enjoy your Thanksgiving for those who are in the States. And I look forward to speaking with you and hearing from you. So I'm going to be saying bye-bye for now.